Margie Lesher of Lansing was the rare yes vote.
I voted yes on Proposal 1 because the roads here are in horrible condition.
But she sure wasn't happy about it.
I hated voting yes because I think the legislature abstained from doing their job and should have come up with a better solution and done it themselves. But I'm afraid that if it doesn't pass, the roads will just get worse.
In fact, most voters appear to be more like Eric Christofferson of Grand Rapids, who says he just didn't really trust that this was the best solution the legislature could come up with.
I voted no.
And it was a difficult proposal to follow. An increase in the state sales tax of a penny on the dollar would have offset cuts to schools and local governments after taxes paid at the pump were devoted entirely to roads and transit.
I don't really understand exactly where the money is going to go. I don't really believe it's going to go where they say it is.
But even opponents of the ballot proposal say something needs to be done to fix Michigan's roads. Millionaire businessman Paul Mitchell was one of the leaders of the effort to defeat Proposal 1. And he was among those who celebrated the defeat of the ballot question.
We all agree the roads desperately need to be fixed.
Yes. Yes.
But we want a responsible approach to fixing our roads, an approach that effectively and wisely uses our tax dollars.
The night's results were plainly a defeat for Governor Rick Snyder, who, like virtually everyone else, said Proposal 1 was an imperfect solution. He says it might have helped if there were a stark alternative for voters to envision in case Proposal 1 failed. But he says the public wants to see potholes patched, bridges made safe, and roads and highways that are the envy of the Midwest.
One thing hopefully most everyone agrees to is nobody likes our roads. And there are some people that just don't like tax increases of any fashion for any reason. But there are a lot of people that believe something needs to be done on this. And hopefully that's a gathering point for many people and many legislators.
And the governor says he will start over today to try and cobble together another proposal to pay for road repairs. He says the cost of fixing roads and bridges will only increase with time. And now this upcoming construction season is pretty much lost. This political defeat, he says, will add millions of dollars to the price tag. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.